I have seen what a lack of communication as far as the healthcare system as a whole has led to. So, you know, you put the patient at the middle of all your decision making, and really that should guide, you know, all of our decisions. So patient access to me is something I'm very passionate about.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Be Advised, where today we're meeting with Jeff Munford, Vice President of Referral Development and Access at Mary Free Bed, to discuss ways you can drive value for referral sources and exceed stakeholder expectations. Access to medically necessary rehabilitation is more challenging than ever before, and successful programs must marry business development with patient and provider satisfaction and prove value through outcomes. My name is Joelle Pavey, and I serve as the Vice President of the Mary Free Bed Advisory Group, and I'm also the host of today's podcast. Jeff, thank you for being our guest today. You and your team have been such an integral part of Mary Free Bed, and over the last several years have built such a wonderful infrastructure for referral development and referral management. I thought it'd be great today for you to share your expertise with our listeners as they try to build and strengthen referral relationships and patient access strategies.
Thanks, Joelle. Happy to be here.
So before we dive into details, would you mind, Jeff, sharing a little bit more about yourself with our listeners and tell them about your background and your role at Mary Free Bed?
Sure thing. And I got to say, I appreciate the generous introduction, Joelle. My name is Jeff Munford, Vice President, Patient Access Referral Development. As Joelle said, I've been with Mary Free Bed for about 14 years now in a variety of different positions. I came to Mary Free Bed from the pharmaceutical industry doing sales and territory management, which I applied in my first role with Mary Free Bed. I was hired to do referral development for specific service lines for outpatient and orthotics and prosthetics. And at that time, we were somewhat of a stagnant inpatient rehabilitation hospital. And that changed pretty quickly after I was with Mary Free Bed for only a few years. And we decided to really flip into growth mode because we realized that we were really underserving our community as far as the inpatient side goes. So, you know, fast forward, 12 years later, I'd been working with admissions and referral development for about that long. We now have 38 clinical liaisons spread across the entirety of the Midwest that provide patients access to inpatient rehab services throughout the entirety of the Mary Free Bed Network. And that team has really grown from, at the very beginning, about four clinical liaisons to, like I said, almost 40 now. So it's been a really interesting ride, and I've been very fortunate to be part of it. Back when I first started working with admissions, we were an 80 bed, all semi-private inpatient rehab hospital. Now we're 167 beds on the main campus in Grand Rapids, and we have a whole rehabilitation network across the entirety of the Midwest. So now the entirety of the access team, inclusive of our consulting physiatrists, is well over 50 people. So things have gotten a lot bigger, a lot more complex, and we've integrated really well with all of our acute care partners by really identifying the needs of any given acute care system and really striving to meet those needs.
That's amazing, Jeff, what you and the team have accomplished. You know, at Mary Free Bed, we always say, you know, we're serving the patients. Patients need access to care. And we know there's so many barriers today to access safe rehabilitative care. And you and your team and the consult physicians have really overcome some of those barriers for us. And what I was hoping that you could talk about, which you've went over many, many times with me, as we work with new network partners and we provide consulting services, is really the difference between referral development and referral management. And so in your mind and for our listeners, can you explain to us the difference between those two things and why they're each so important?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's really good to divvy those two up. I mean, they do go hand in hand, but in any given acute care system, in my role, I feel like I wear two hats. You know, so the referral development piece of it, you know, to me and the team, and really inclusive of everyone, is more about marketing, outreach, education with our most influential referral partners. And so that is really throwing the net further so that we have the opportunity to screen more patients and serve more patients ultimately. The referral management piece of it really is what I think of as operations. So it's everything from, you know, once you get that referral, you do the patient evaluation, all the way until what that looks like when that patient is admitted to any given inpatient rehab facility where we oversee this process.
So Jeff, you really have key performance improvement metrics for both referral development and referral management. And what would you say would be the three top key performance indicators that you're looking at monthly? And how is this driving your decision-making for each of those two roles you just described?
It's pretty hard to whittle that down to three. I'd ask for some leeway here and I'll give you four.
Sure.
So really what I'm looking at, you know, on the front end part of it, you know, when we're looking at our marketing activity and what we're doing on the outreach side, it really is referrals. And then we dig into the referrals, where they're coming from, why they refer. We are very data-driven and we capture an incredible amount of data up front, you know, so that we can make very informed decisions. You know, the second key performance indicator really is what ultimately happens. It's did that referral result in an admission? You know, did we serve that patient? If so, how did we do on that intake process, like you said before, that referral management process? Another piece is, you know, what makes us valuable, you know, to as far as the throughput process goes in the acute care side, and that's onset days. You know, onset days being the measurement from date of injury to the time where you admit that patient to a rehab facility. That's a really important one so that we can see how we can more efficiently pull that through in the referral management piece. The other piece of this that especially in the last handful of years it's gotten so important is denials. How do we manage our denials? You know, whether it's denials from an insurance provider, or if a patient decides to go somewhere else, if a patient is determined to be too low functioning to meet our admission criteria, what do we do with that denial data? Leads to a lot of opportunity, really. You know, so we can pull our payers closer with data in outcomes measurements, and we can also take some of those buckets and determine whether or not we want to do program development with it. And I have seen some of this information have a direct correlation to serving more patients. You know, so like I said, that's four, and I'll leave it there. There are others, but those are the big ones.
Yeah, those are really big topics. And like you said, there's so many decision points. And one of the points I kind of want to drive home is something that I know our team at Mary Free Bed does very well is timeliness of response to referrals in a highly competitive environment. Can you talk about what some of our expectations are around responding to those referrals timely?
Sure. Yeah. And this is a metric too that's evolved over time. You know, as we've seen the return on investment of having a broad network of clinical liaisons, the expectations for turnaround time on a response to a referral has changed. You know, so now, you know, referrals come in all different ways, right? You know, so sometimes, you know, a consult with a physiatrist looks like a referral. Sometimes you get a referral from an acute care facility that's 300 miles away, and that's going to come through electronically. But in general, we like to see a response and an acknowledgement of that referral within 30 minutes, you know, and so we can track that through most ways that they come in, but not all. You know, I would say that that's the general expectation. And then as far as, you know, the clinical piece of it goes, if we're integrated with boots on the ground with a clinical liaison alongside of a consult physiatrist, we like to see consults started within the same day. If a consult's called in at 6 p.m., the expectation is not going to be that we're going to complete that consult then, but first thing in the morning.
Jeff, and I think that's important for our listeners to distinguish, because there's programs out there that don't have a consult service. And so what you're saying is you're really using our consult physician service as an extension of your liaison team to clinically assess the patient's appropriateness. And we know that providers that assess the patients earlier help set the patient up for future success and mapping the course of their post-acute journey. And so what you're saying is physicians that you're consulting, if you're going to run a consult service, they have to respond timely to that consult, and you can't be sitting there delaying admissions waiting for physician consults.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, a consult service, best practice model that we've set up really is to have a physiatrist working alongside of, you know, one, two clinical liaisons so that they can be that much more efficient as a team and also as a physiatrist. So the sooner that we can get the ball rolling and integrating with the team, the treatment team that is in the acute care setting, the better. You know, so really our clinical liaisons and physiatrists that work at any given referral source, acute care hospital that is, usually look more like an employee of that hospital than they do Mary Freebed, or at least it's a blending of the both, you know, because they work with therapy, care management, the hospitalist team, any given navigator to make sure that these patients are getting to the right post-acute care setting as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, I think that's so important because you're really talking about relationship building, right? So we're not just coming in and being viewed as a separate entity. We're really melding with our referral sources, team members. We're helping them do their jobs easier, more efficiently and effectively by just being an extension of their team. We're kind of all becoming the same team and working closely together. And that happens through the skill that you and our liaisons and our business development team have, is just building those relationships with our partners.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I said, this has been an evolution. 10, 12 years ago, when we started going down this journey of growth and, you know, being a better partner to the acute care systems, you know, the two metrics that, you know, for the first year of this job that I had that I really measured were referrals and admissions. Now, it really is long-term, you know, within any given hospital system, what does their post-acute care utilization look like? Does it look like it's up to industry standard? You know, what does their acute care length of stay look like versus, you know, what the region and the nation would say that it should? Those types of data points to really talk about transparently with our acute care partners are mutually beneficial. So, you know, it really goes back to relationships, integration, and, you know, how can we best serve the community?
You are listening to Be Advice, our Mary Freebed Advisory Group podcast. If you'd like more information, please email us at advisorygroup@maryfreebed.com. So, Jeff, we're talking about metrics and relationships. And one thing that I know that you use is both a metric and a tactic used to help build relationships and trust with providers, and that's using patient outcomes. So can you explain to our listeners how our team are using patient outcomes for referral development?
Sure. So we have a variety of ways that we report back patient outcomes. You know, so our marketing team reports through patient outcomes through our social media outlets. But really, you know, on the referral development management side, what we're doing is we're reporting patient outcomes by program, you know, overall. And then really what we like to do is develop these hospital-specific scorecards so that we can report back to any given acute care system how the patients that we admitted from them did, what programs they returned to in that community, whether it's a program that acute care system is affiliated with or not, and if not, why. Really say, you know, okay, you know, we served 300 patients from your facility in the last year. These are how they did. You know, these are how they admitted, and these are what they look like functionally when they discharged and where they discharged to. So I really like that we have the capabilities to be able to do that throughout our system. I don't think that everybody does, but I'm very grateful that we do, so we take full advantage. And it is really appreciated, especially by, you know, just throw out an example, like a trauma team. So a trauma team, you know, is, you know, really the team that saves someone's life, you know, to just put it simply. And then that patient goes off to an inpatient rehab facility or wherever they go to. And it is really nice to be able to tell those stories back. Hey, you saved Mrs. Smith's life. This is how she admitted, and this is how she discharged. You know, what an amazing journey she had. I just wanted you to know that, you know, she is back to doing what she loves to do.
That's great. That's great. And I know some of our even marketing and our patient stories show the entire patient journey. It's about that partnership with your acute care provider. So we're showcasing that trauma surgeon or that specialty physician that treated the patient in acute, as well as the inpatient rehab team and physicians at Mary Freebed. And we're mapping out that journey the patient had. And again, we're building that relationship with our referral sources. I think that's so valuable.
Yeah, it's been great, you know, to be able to do that, especially in any given community. You know, if you have, you know, a few major referral sources and you're, you know, the major inpatient rehab facility in town, you're going to get to know who those players are. You know, really the next level is developing a relationship with a treatment team. Stick with trauma, because in general, trauma patients will travel for very specialized programming, spinal cord injury, brain injury, most of the time. We've been able to really build relationships with hospitals that are 200-300 miles away that have really come to rely on the specialized services of Mary Freebed and really trust that, you know, it is worth it for that patient to travel all the way across the state or across state lines at times, and their family is going to have to make that trek once or twice throughout their rehab journey too, that it's worth it and it's valuable for them to come. And that is because of the trust and the relationships that have been developed really through our treatment teams. And we try to facilitate that as much as possible.
Absolutely. So Jeff, your team talks about care transitions a lot and being able to seamlessly transfer patients from one level of care to the next. Can you describe your decision points and your process to make these care transitions seamless for patients?
Sure. Yeah, that is a big part of the whole referral management development piece that we're responsible for. So healthcare is getting more complex, not less complex, you know, all the time. So any given post-acute care provider is treating a more complex patient. All the data says so, you know, and it's been creeping that way for years. So with a focus on that, you know, the major initiatives that we have through patient access is to identify patient types. I've said before that we're very data-driven in our decision-making. So we would do an analysis, you know, along with our acute care partner of patients that that aren't getting to the level of care that they need to get to most efficiently. And then together we'd build out work groups. So I'm just going to take a group of neuro patients, for example, in a hospital that has 30,000 total discharges a year. That's a lot of patients. You know, so what you would do with those patient types is you would get the appropriate teams together and build out some processes so that you're most efficiently guiding acute care therapy so that these patient types are identified appropriately where their care journey is going to take them eventually. You know, and that way you increase all the communication you build in these systems, because there's always new players coming in. We've seen tremendous turnover on various teams in the acute care setting. And so building out processes is really the way, you know, to make sure that we're very efficient with our referral management. And that really speaks to patients that come to inpatient rehab or that we do a nice handoff to whatever other level of care is most appropriate.
Absolutely. That's so important, Jeff. And I think, you know, we don't have enough time today to talk about the full scope of the program and all the things that your team does to make sure that patients have access to medically necessary rehab services. And that's exactly what your team is out there doing. I'd love to have you back if you would like to be our guest again. I can't thank you enough for joining us today. Before we leave our audience, do you have any final words of wisdom to share with them today?
I think any words of wisdom I have just come from both personal and professional experience. I have seen what a lack of communication as far as the healthcare system as a whole has led to with some of my family members. And then I also see professionally that there is really opportunity everywhere. So, you know, you put the patient at the middle of all your decision making, and really that should guide, you know, all of our decisions. So patient access to me is something I'm very passionate about, and I would love to come back, and I can talk forever on the subject.
Jeff, we would love to have you back. You've created a great infrastructure at Mary Free Bed and developed processes that have proven to really be effective for our patients. I can't thank you enough for sharing your expertise with us today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. If you'd like more information regarding today's podcast, please email us at advisorygroup@maryfreebed.com. Until next time, be passionate about rehabilitation and be advised.